欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica。 我们很多人看老外的时候都会觉得他们长得怎么都一样呢？其实呢，老外看我们亚洲人的时候也是一样的，觉得长得都很像。那这种现象呢叫做脸盲。其实呢，这个脸盲的真正原因呢是因为跨种族效应。所谓跨种族效应呢，指的就是人们面对同种族人的时候呢，通常呢能记得他们的面部特征，而且分辨出来个体的差异，但是呢对不同种族的人来讲呢就完全分辨不出来了。如果你面前站着一个英国人、一个法国人、一个德国人，在他们不说话、不说自己名字的情况下，你怎么能通过他们的行为举止来判断出他们各自的国籍呢？有个国外的网友呢，他是个法国人，他在英国跟德国都生活了很多年，然后就细细列出了英国、法国人还有德国人的不同。今天我们就来分享一下。首先我们来看这个单词 differentiate。 这个单词呢指的是区分、区别的意思，是从 different 变过来的。这个问题就是 How can you differentiate between a British, German and a French person apart from their accent and names? Apart from 就是除了，就是除过他们的口音和名字之外呢，你是如何辨析出英国人、德国人还有法国人的不同呢？我摘选了这三个不同国家的人，他们两方面的不同，一个是 traits of character， 就是他们的性格的不同，还有 habits and customs， 还有习惯和习俗的不同。接下来我就来朗读一下这些文字，如果你觉得语速比较快也没有听懂呢，可以微信搜索卡卡课堂，加入我们早餐英语的会员课程，里面有完整的讲解还有慢版的带读哦。Traits of character. The French cannot queue well, the British just seem to love it. French people are always late, British people are always on time, and German people are always early. Habits and customs. French people kiss on the cheeks when saying hello to friends and relatives, whereas British people do it only with very close friends, and even though very rarely. A lot of them just never do it, even with their family. They don't even shake hands.Germans are somehow in between, but a handshake is usually enough. When it comes to food, for example in a restaurant, a French person would never think of ordering beer with a meal, which is something totally normal for a German or a Brit. I find Germans the cleanest and most disciplined in public spaces. The French are the worst, and the British somehow in between.